23 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Monday morning on our program, As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. It's, I think, the 21st of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1443. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, and of course, our beloved, senior, respected, Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykumussalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 18, Suratul Kahf, and verses 83, 84, and 85 for today's lesson. When we started this particular chapter and surah, and I informed you that we are supposed to read it every Friday, but the question will come, but why? What is the rationale and wisdom? So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it such that there are lessons for the youth. We know about the seven sleepers, how Almighty Allah protected and preserved their faith and conviction. We learned about one person who was a Muslim and the other capitalist, secularist in the corporate business world. So today, what challenges people face in the corporate world, in the business world? Then for the scholars, a lesson there, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, and he had to go as a student to Nabi Khizr alayhi salatu salam. And when the time came for his departure, now the final advices Hazrat Khizr alayhi salam gave Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Oh Nabi Musa alayhi salam, if you had adopted patience and sabr and perseverance, then I should have shown you alf, more than 1,000 karamats and mu'jizas and miracles and so forth. So all that he told him, and then he said, now you go, kun nafa'an wa la takun darrara, be an asset to humanity and not one who is a menace to society. Kun bashashan wa la takun abusa, be a person who's happy and you're smiling with people, don't always be serious and so forth. And oh, you Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, now you go and I will go. For baka Musa, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam cried, because now he knew he could have adopted as patience and then would have learned much more things. But that is how the dunya and the world goes on. Now we come to the lesson for the politicians and the leaders. There was a person, whether his title was Zulkarnain. Remember that of Sahaba say there were four people who ruled the entire world. Mu'minan wa Mushrikan. Two were believers, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, and one was Zulkarnain, the one we're going to speak about now. So he was ruling the whole world of his time. And two were non-Muslims. One was Namrud. Namrud was the one. Remember that during the time of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Abraham. And one was Bukht Nasr. So Bukht Nasr is the one who destroyed Jerusalem and Palestine and all that in those days. So anyway, so these were the two non-Muslims who ruled the world as well. So Almighty Allah is informing us about this person, Zulkarnain. Remember, some people think it refers to Alexandra the Great and so forth, we reject that. He was not a Muslim, he was non-Muslim, and this person whom we are speaking about was a pious, a Malikan, Salihan Adila. He was a person who was a ruler, very, very pious and very, very just. So take that out of your head. And why was he known as Zulkarnain? Because he traveled to the east and he traveled to the west, as you will see enshrined in the noble Quran. There are many other reasons as well, but that's the easy reason. Chapter 18, verses 83, 84, 85. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ, and they come and ask you. Who's they? The Jews. The Jews came in Medina Munawwara to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Jutlas asked, O Messenger Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you inform us, Anzil Qarnayn, the one with two horns, or the one who ruled for two long periods, two generations. And we say Zul Qarnayn means the one who traveled to the east and west. So all this year, two horns, meaning that he wore a helmet that had like two horns. Qul, you address them, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sa'atlu alaykum minhu zikra. Soon now I recite for you about him, and I will mention the narrative and incident about him in detail. So this is a lesson for leaders, politicians, and so forth, people of authority. So when Almighty Allah wants you to do something, then Almighty Allah makes the arrangements. So now he at that time had to rule the world. So what happens? Inna makkanna lahu fil ard. Inna and makkanna, both are plural, and both mean we gave him and established for him the power, authority, sovereignty. So it shows that when Almighty Allah wants to give you something, and then he will give it to you and elevate your rank and status. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Then you get some people who have authority, but they become tanpot dictators like MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, and the Arab tanpot dictators and so forth, Muslims, rulers today who are tanpot dictators. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will take them to task. So this was a ruler who was adil and just and salih, pious. Makkanna lahu fil ardi, and we established for him power on this earth. He ruled the whole world at that time. Wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa, and we gave him. This is Allah. He gives whatever he wants to, and who can snatch it away from that person? Then nobody. Allah does graces whoever he wants. Allah honors whoever he wants. وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا, and we gave him. Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we as a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority. Only we can do this. Who can make the sun rise and the sunset? Who can give life and death? Who can take out the ruh and remove the ruh and the soul and spirit? Who can let the ensoulment take place, that the ruh is inserted into the body? So all this, only Almighty Allah does, like million, billion, zillion other things. So we are the one, Almighty Allah says, we gave him min kulli shay'in sababa, whatever he required, we gave him access to that, so that he could run the whole world at that time. Now his first journey is going to start. Fa'atba'a sababa, hence he followed the course, he followed the path. Now he's starting his first journey. Where is he going? So inshallah, all that we will discuss in tomorrow's lesson, inshallah. I told you shalom, and you awake shalom. Now you have to go and read your newspaper, the Haaretz. And you Muslims better wake up from your slumber, because the world is fast asleep. Now write this word down. Every Muslim, the massacre of Tantura. The massacre of Tantura. T-A-N-T-U-R-A. T Tantura. If you read this weekend's Remember Haaretz, which I do every day, then you will find the Jutlas and the Jews are admitting and confessing now that on the 14th of May 1948, the apartheid regime was established known as Israel. A week later, the 22nd, 23rd, they massacred the Palestinians, 230 of them massacred and killed. And remember, they wanted to cover everything up. But Allah Jalla wa Ala has His own means, His own ways. Wa makaru wa makarallah. They are the ones, they plot and plan. And Allah has His master plan. So one of the Jewish brothers in the university was writing a thesis, and lo and behold, everything he wrote there in the thesis, he has evidence, he has witnesses, he has testimony for it and so forth. They even tried to blackmail him and so forth and so on. And now Gideon Levy has written, thank you Gideon, thank you Haaretz. If you do good, we will tell you you did good. So therefore I tell you, we don't say all Jews, we will say majority Jews. So are haramis, are illegitimate, are bees. Remember that. We say that very, very clearly because of these incidents. So 1 week, remember, after the state of Israel established, then the massacre of Tantura takes place and they concealed it. My question is the following. Imagine if Muslims had to do this to Jews. They should be knocking every press, every newspaper, and telling them, don't forget what you did. Where is the world media? Americans, Europeans, where are you? You Arab tenpot dictators shining the shoes of Israel. Why don't you speak about the massacre of Tantura? 230 Palestinians murdered and killed by the apartheid terrorist regime. Yeah. So that is in your newspaper. That is lesson number one. Lesson number two, yesterday's Haaretz newspaper, they gagged an 80-year-old Palestinian, fastened him up and so forth, and then he dies. But see how they're getting exposed in their own media and so forth. I told you, Alan, because of you Americans and Israelis, you are super terrorists, remember that. So what do you say? This is one massacre. If you go into all the other massacres, Yasin, Sabra and Shatila, and we can go on counting. So remember that they, the Jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, they hunted down those people who are 80, 90, 100 years old and were involved in the Holocaust. So is it not time the world should be saying that every person guilty of the massacre of Tantura should be sent to The Hague and there should be justice for the Palestinians? Is that not a fair request? So you must remember that. What you say about that, oh Master Shalom, and every Jew and every person of justice and conscience. So one, you see that the Tantura massacre that is now reported. Second one is this, you murdering old people and so forth, 80 years old. Who does all these kind of things? Only a terrorist regime, remember that. And what you do with our children and so forth. Police and army, whatever, go and they arrest the 12-year-old boy. And that happened now this weekend, Friday, Saturday or so. So that is what you do. And then from Allah's side, Haaretz reported that two earth tremors took place in northern Israel. Allah is warning you Jews that, and you settlers, I told you one settler, one bullet will settle all issues. So you must remember that Allah is still going to punish you because you are not a chosen nation, you are a cursed nation because of your rebelliousness against Almighty Allah. Allah and your disobedience to the prophets and messengers, and you murdered them. Once again, I say, not all Jews, but we will say majority. So therefore, remember, always stay on the right side of the party. That is the truth. Don't go on the wrong side. History will judge you, and then everything will come out. So today, every Muslim and every organization should think, what are you doing? Are you on the right side or you're on the left side? If you're on the right, you're on the truth. You're on the wrong side, then remember, in this world, you'll be disgraced and humiliated. And those fence setters, people who sit on the fence, are committing a major, major offense. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Inshallah Al-Aziz, our program today will be between 1 and 2. The tafsir will continue. And 2 to 2:30 will be our report back, inshallah. 8 to 10 will be, inshallah Al-Aziz, the live Q&A with Maulana Arafat. Make dua for us and the Haramain Sharifain, Majidul Aqsa, and all the humanity. Allah Jalla Wala protect us all, and let justice prevail. Once there's justice, then there will be peace as well. Almighty Allah guide us all to the truth.
Ameen, 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 summa ameen. Let's go to Amala Ustad. This is Hafiz Jamil. He says, Mufti Saab, salams to you and to the team. Is it authentic about this congregants of Masjid bin Mahfuz in Jeddah, where they're embracing one another and crying and bidding farewell to each other at the final Friday prayer, Ustad?
100%, you must remember, it's not the first masjid. So many masajid, you must remember, they will demolish because they have their grand schemes and ideas. So now the Saudi regime, which are murtads and non-Muslim, we must be clear on that also. I don't speak about the public, I'm speaking about the rulers. So they say, we must diversify, we can't rely on oil. So now they want to promote tourism. So anybody, anything comes in their way, so then they arrest them. If the house of Allah comes, they demolish it. So that is what they are doing. The bootlickers of America, the bootlickers of Israel. Don't you know, Hafiz Jamil? Just go and Google and see Saudi curriculum, Saudi syllabi in their schools. Their Quranic verses have been removed. Any verse against the Jews and so forth has been removed. So now who Allah said our worst enemies in Surah 5, Chapter 5, Surah Maidah, verse 82, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find your worst enemies now and in the future are the Jews and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. But you will see they watered down their whole syllabi to appease the Mushrik and the idol worshippers in India, and to appease the Jutlas and the Zionists and the Jews of the world. So all this they have done. So for us, I know of how many incidents they demolished masajid and so forth. You know, in Medina Munawwara, if you go when they in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, there were seven masajid there. So, which took place during the Battle of Khandak, the trench. That also they demolished majority of them, and then they just built one big masjid. So all that is there. Remember, they do as they please, but Allah Ta'ala is going to punish them even more. Today already, Surah 22, verse 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمْ. And whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, remember, none can give him honor. Sudais on Friday said they have a powerful army. Such a powerful army, they go and murder innocent people there in Yemen. Hang your head in shame, Sudais. So you must remember, you also turned out to be another scholar for dollar.
Allahu Akbar. Ustaz, Sister Naomi, she needs some assistance. She's reading the English Quran. She's got a pen and paper with her. She wants the reference from the Quran about music and about eating pork and about alcohol forbidden in Islam. Ustad, she wants from the Quran, Ustad.
Okay, my sister Naomi, you start writing down. So regarding pork and so forth, here's the verse here. Surah 6, Surah An'am, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us in verse 145. Write it down, my sister. chapter 6 and verse 145. Illa ayyakuna maytatan aw daman masfuha aw lahma khinzirin fa innahu ritsun. So when an animal dies a natural death, so it is carrion, so that is haram, unlawful for Muslim consumption. Aw daman masfuha, the blood that gushes out, oozes out, so that day is najis, is impure. Aw lahma khinzirin, or the flesh of the swine. Wine and swine, so all that is haram and unlawful. Chapter 6, so that will be, you must remember, the Surah An'am and verse 145. So we settled that one out for you. Then you want to know about, that you said, alcohol, right? So you want to know about alcohol, so write it down. Chapter 5 and verse number 90. And 91. So there Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of it, that Almighty Allah states, innamal khamru wal maysiru wal ansabu wal azlamu ritsun. See, the word again came, ritsun. Just make a cross reference. The first reference I gave you and this reference I'm giving you, you will find, sister, both places the word ritsun. Ritsun means something totally impure. Every drop impure. Every part of it impure. Therefore, we say the swine, the pig, call whatever you want to, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, every part, particle of it is impure. Alcohol, every drop of it impure. So write down there, my sister, chapter 5, verses 90 and 91. So Almighty Allah combines, innamal khamru wal maysiru. So Almighty Allah speaks, you must remember, of khamar, alcohol, and of gambling. So that is in chapter 5. And verse 1991. And the binding factor between pork, wine, dine, and swine is ritsun. The word came both places. So it is something napak, something impure, something hated, and something, you must remember, detested by every true Muslim. So you got that? And then you wanted to know about music. So remember, my sister, that write this verse down. Chapter 16, 1-6. The B and verse 44, Almighty Allah states, wa anzalna ilayka dhikra. We, Almighty Allah, uses the royal pronoun to stamp his authority. We reveal to you, Ya Rasul Allah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reminder, the Quran Sharif, litubayyana linnas, so that you will explain to people. That is what Allah revealed. Allah said, read salat, pray. But how must we pray? So that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained and expounded and so forth. Give compulsory charity, but how? What percentage? So that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained and expounded on. Regarding music, my sister, so you must write down chapter number 31, Surah Luqman, and verse number 6. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَشْتَرِي لَهُوَ الْحَدِيثِ. So you must remember this verse here refers to music, and for you, my sister Naomi, because you know English very well, I will suggest and strongly recommend, it is on the Google, it's available, Slippery Stone. Write down the name, it's in English, the title of the book, Slippery Stone, and the author of this book regarding music is Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D, Khalid, K-H-A-L-I-D, and his surname Baig, B-A-I-G. It's the best book I came across in the English language. And if you want, in Arabic, Sheikh Albani, Rahimahullah's book, which he gave me personally, Tahreemu Alati Turb, that why music, musical instruments are haram in Islam. And Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, who we met several times, Alhamdulillah, who passed away in Shawwal 1976, his book Islam or Musiki, Islam and Music in Urdu. But for you, my sister Naomi, write down regarding music, chapter 31, verse 6, and then the elaboration, explanation of it, remember, is mentioned in the authentic ahadith and sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, as explained in chapter 16, verse 44, and the English will tell you, you will will get Quranic verses, sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, statements of the companions and the students of the Master, alayhi salam, and what the jurists and scholars of Islam have to say. Wonderful academic discussion, Slippery Stone by Khalid Beg. So all that will solve your problems, my sister. Allah guide you, Allah be with you.
I see Sister Naomi, she's crying, she says, true, the Quran is the truth, it gives all the answers, Ustad.
Yes, 100%. It's we, the Muslim today, who suffer from a complex. Remember that they think that the West is the best and white is right. We reject that totally. We say Islam is the best and we want to share it with the rest.
Brother Iqbal says, Mufti Saab, France votes to ban Muslim women from playing sports with headscarves. So Brother Iqbal wants to know, but what is wrong playing sports, Ustad?
You must remember, yeah, there are three issues. The ruler there is Macron. Macron, if you read his life history, you must remember that from the time he went to school, university, he's a corrupted person. You must remember, he started having an affair with his teacher and lecturer and so many other unda dandas, we say, you know, unsavory actions and things he did. So when Allah forbid, when they made cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, Allah forbid, what did he say? He said freedom of speech. But when they said he's the Hitler, so he wants to take the people to court. So if I say Macron, you are Hitler, and we got no qualms in saying that. So you must remember, you're a tinpot dictator for the Muslims. So you must remember, then he will say, no, I want to take you to court. So what happened to your freedom of speech then? You see? So they all got double standards. The more you study the Western world, I asked him and all French politicians this question. When are you going to repay France? When are you going to repay Algeria for your 132 years occupation? When are you going to repay Tunisia for the 75 years occupation there? You raped these countries there in North Africa. You plundered them and looted them. Until today, 14 African countries have to pay you. Hang your heads in shame. So now this is the bogeyman. So the elections are coming. So now because of elections, now they look for a certain point. Yes, Islamophobia. Let us attack the Muslims and so forth and so on, so we can get more votes, because there's a strong chance of him losing power. You know, before him was who? So you must remember Sarkozy. Sarkozy said the same thing. I'll do this. Where is he now? So every person who wants to speak against Islam, has policies against Islam, Allah Jalla Wala send them to the scraps of history. Inna shani'aka huwal abtar. The shortest chapter of the noble Quran, Surah Kawthar, Almighty Allah says, Ya Rasulallah, O Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Chapter 108, verse 3. It only comprises three verses. Any person, any politician who goes against you, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he goes against your message and mission, Inna shani'aka, Inna mubghidaka, Huwal abtar, Huwal aqta. We will cut them to shreds. We will finish them up. Ask Ariel Sharon, the war criminal, what happened to him. Ask Netanyahu, what happened to him. Ask Olmert, how many omelets he was eating in jail. Ask Ketzef, what he was doing. Any person you want, these are the Israeli presidents and prime ministers who went to jail. And Netanyahu, on Prat Biki Afrikaans. Ye ook gaan ye tronke too. You also, inshallah, it's showing you also very soon going to wear different overalls. So you must remember that. So that is Islam, our deen. Any person, Allah will. So Macron is already thrown to the scraps of history, you must remember. So he thinks he can fight the Muslims. The more they try and fight, Quran says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their aim is what, Brother Iqbal? That they want to extinguish the effulgence and radiance of Allah with their mouths and with their teeth. TV and with their media. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi. But Allah will let His nur and radiance of Islam spread more and more across the world. Walau karihal kafirun. So even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. Write down, Brother Iqbal. Write down, Sister Naomi. Chapter 61, verses 8 and 9. Chapter 61, verses 8 and 9.
Ustad, somebody says here, I'm a new Muslim. My long-term partner won't convert. What to do, Ustad?
You must sever all ties with that person. You are a female, you embrace Islam, and this was your lover or what have you. So you must terminate and all contact with that person. You are a male and that lover of yours or your wife, whatever it is, she does not want to convert, finish. So you go your way and she must go her way. The only way you can stay together is both of you must be Muslim, and if you are loving as lovers and so forth, then we will tell you, you embrace Islam, both of you, you are Muslim, one party, the other party, and then we perform a nikah, the Islamic marriage and so forth, that is if you were living as lovers. But if you were married, and according to whichever religion, Judaism, Christianity, Hinduism, any ism, there was some form of ceremony, and both of you are Muslim, then in that case there's no need to renew the marriage vows, and we will say your Islam is accepted, your marriage is recognized in the sense that your children will be legitimate and so forth. So, but where one party embraces Islam and the other says no, they reject it, then immediately you have to separate and one party has to move out. You can't be living in the same house, you can't be sharing the same bed and so forth and so on.
Somebody says, the anonymous brother, Ustad, listen to the question. Why do you quote Waylul lil Arab so much? Why are you speaking bad of them? Is it because they're not allowing you anymore to go for Umrah or Hajj? Don't play a double role. I'm recording you, Ustad.
Record me and send it to them also. So they're not allowing everybody. So can you go now for Umrah and Hajj? We must speak of justice. Am I quoting this or I'm quoting the words of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So you must remember Islam stands for justice. And once the Arabs or anybody else does upside down things, yesterday in Darul Zakaria, I spoke about this. Arab ka urud or Zawal, the rise and the decline and the fall of the Arabs. So every Arab state today is a disgrace, is a humiliation, and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. It's authentic hadith. The reporter, the narrator is Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh radiyallahu anha. Do you even know who Sayyida Zainab? You, the person recording. Don't come and intimidate me, brothers. So, or sisters, that those days are gone. We tell the Jutlas, you listen more to us. We tell the Arabs, you listen. We will speak the truth and we'll expose a whole lot of you. MBS and you, if you agree with him, you all murtads. Remember, you're out of the fold of Islam. So since him, MBS says he rejects the Ahadith, his own interview. So you must remember that he brings bikinis there to the beaches there in Jeddah. He brings the LGBT drivers in the Formula One. And for the Haram Sharif, remember they have big masks and big social distancing. For all the musical concerts there in Riyadh and everywhere else, nothing. So what you call all that? So she is Sayyida Zainab binti Jahsh. You know who she is? Almighty Allah performed her nikah to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Zawajnakaha. So we perform your nikah, ya Rasul Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to her, Sayyida Zainab, the only lady in this world whose nikah was performed in this world by Almighty Allah Himself. She states Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, was very, very concerned and worried. And la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, waylul lil Arab, waylul lil Arab, destruction to the Arabs. So, what is the truth we have to speak? Min sharrin qad iqtarab, because of the evil that is coming. It's already here now in our time. And then she asked in front, the hadith goes on, anahlik wa fina salihun, will we get destroyed, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst we have pious people in our midst? Qala na'am, the master alayhi salam said, idha kathur al khabas, when the vices become predominant, when you demolish the mosque, you invite all the shaitans to come there to the holy places and so forth, you bootleg the Americans, you bootleg the Israelis and so forth, and you want to come tell me we must not go this, so you must remember, you and your cronies can go fly a kite. Remember that we speak the truth whether you like it or not. We're not the bootleggers. We'll expose everyone, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar. I love you, Ustad. I love you. Listen to Eric. Eric says here, Ustad, he says, good morning, sir. They say God is the only judge of men, right? So who are we to judge others? So thinking on this line, Islam is the most perfect religion. So where do you get Islamic judges? Eric, Ustad.
Remember, your first premise is incorrect already. So people say, they tell me, how can you judge that this person is Muslim or not non-Muslim? But Almighty Allah himself says that they are non-Muslims. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, oh you non-Muslims. So what is that? Any person who is associating, ascribing somebody, something to Almighty Allah, what you will call him? You call him kafirun. You say he's non-Muslim. When people do certain things. So remember, we have to have judges, and Quran Kareem speaks of this in the noble Quran, that what must you do? That you must follow the law of justice, and in that way there you pass your verdict. وَلَا تَكُنْ لِلْخَائِنِينَ خَصِيمًا, you must not be the one that to try. A person committed murder, now you go as a lawyer and you say, no, it was not murder, but it was manslaughter. You play with the words, you know, you look for loopholes in the system. So Eric, what you're going to do is this. So chapter number 4, verse number 105, inna anzalna ilayka al-kitab, we reveal to you, ya Rasulullah, O Prophet, peace be upon you, this book, the Quran Sharif, bilhaq, 100% the truth, litahkuma baynan nas, so you must pass the verdict amongst the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi Salam was made the first personality, the first creation to be the one to pass the laws of justice for humanity. So we have to continue with the mission and the message of Almighty Allah and the mission of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wala takul lil kha'inina khasima, and don't go and defend the guilty people. So we have to judge. We judge on the Almighty Allah's knowledge is all embracing, all encompassing, and ours is limited. So we work on the prima facie evidence. Whatever comes on that, we pass the verdict. So there's no such thing like that human being cannot judge. All that are people who are apologetic and ignorant of Islamic law. Otherwise, you will not have any person who's a murtad, who is an apostate or a non-Muslim. Everybody will say, who you to judge me? So you must remember, you can see the foolishness of that argument. So inshallah, tonight between 8 and 10 will be the Q&A. Remember the word, every Muslim, hey, shalom. So wake up now, go see Tantura. Tantura is going to bring you down. The massacre of Tantura, what happened to 230 Palestinians 1 week after the rogue apartheid regime of Israel was established. May Almighty Allah destroy all the enemies of Islam, whether it be MBS or whether it be their followers and tinpot dictators. Allah Jalla Wala make us of those who stand for justice at all times and all places. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.